Welcome to my underground lair. You're just in time. Enjoy the show.
High-tech hype is on the endangered species list. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin phase two of our evil project. Or is it phase? I don't know phases. Anyways, this is the phase in which we put a giant laser on the moon. The key to this plan is the giant laser. Begin
laser.
Ignition sequence.
Begin laser ignition!
Fire the laser!
So, hey,
you know what? I'll tell you. That's really good stuff, man. It really is. I mean, it is so silly, but it's good.
It is funny. That's why I did it.
It's good.
And it was appropriate because we did have a follow-up. We wanted to follow up the laser conversation we had with laser printers, right? We talked about the monochrome and the color and blah, blah, blah. Well, I know I'm thinking there's guys – I know you guys are sitting out there going,
so what do we do?
Which one should I get?
Well, let me tell you something that we're – you know, and we're doing it. And we're actually making the purchase. So, you know, you're getting what we are getting. I've been so impressed with Brothers printers last couple of years particularly. I mean, I've got some Brothers at 10 years old. But they really got some great price points. They really got some neat printers. And they're small and they're light. And to the point almost where you're thinking, geez, you know, I wonder if this is really going to be durable. But they are. And the one we're, we actually have purchased is the HLL 2360 DW. It's a laser printer, conventional laser, not LED. Office Depot, Office Max has them. They're the same company now. Has them for about $100. Really tough to beat.
And FYI, I don't know if you knew this or not, but when I went in to get this particular printer, they also have a special. If you buy that printer along with other ones, you get a $10 Brother P-Touch labeler.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, for $10. It's like a $23 labeler you get for $10.
Oh, that's a great deal.
So I got one.
Awesome. There you go. Now, listen, if you've got a big office, you're doing 5,000 pages a month, this is not the printer for you. If you're looking for less than 1,000 pages a month, couple reams per month or less, this will do it. And, you know, most homes and home offices, that's pretty common. And if it's anything like my office, you know, it's not the only printer. So you're not pumping every single page that's coming out of the office through that printer. So good little printer, surprising value. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
We just put it up on Facebook, so you guys can check it out on both pages there.
Wanted to follow up on, I don't know, there's something about evil that is very interesting to me.
Interesting?
Yeah. It's intriguing to me. Well, I mean, you know, we all know that human beings, every single last one of us, is flawed.
Not me.
And that's not surprising. And there's some uncomfortable things that happen as a result of that, and we all experience it and observe it, and, you know, it's not surprising or shocking. But then you get the ones like this guy, Ulbricht, with the Silk Road. And I don't know that he could have reacted any differently. I think probably the way he reacted was actually the right way to react. But certainly the epitome of too little, too late. He wrote Ross Ulbricht did, the founder and owner, ostensibly, of the Silk Road. After he was found guilty, pre-sentencing, he wrote a letter to the court. And quite interesting, because there were a lot of, over 100 people that provided letters to the court in defense of Ross Ulbricht's character. He wrote a letter that he read in court, part of it saying, "I'm a little bit wiser and much more humble.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll."
He sent a letter to the court last week asking for leniency in anticipation of his sentencing. He expressed deep remorse for his actions and promised he would never break the law again. And in quote, Silk Road turned out to be a very naive and costly idea that I deeply regret. I will know firsthand the heavy price of breaking the law, and I will know better than anyone that it is not worth it. I've had my youth, and I know you must take away my middle years, but please leave me my old age.
No.
Joshua Dreidel, Ulbricht's lawyer, had argued that federal prosecutors had little direct evidence of Ulbricht's involvement in the site during the peak of its operations, claiming that he had left the site for others to operate. Yeah, it's kind of like a, you know, a crime boss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't do the murders, but he's responsible for them, right? I think a very similar thing. This guy also faces, speaking of murders, a whole separate set of Silk Road-related charges from federal prosecutors to be heard in Maryland federal court involving that murder-for-hire stuff we talked about and additional drug distribution allegations. You know, one of the key things that he said in his letter that strikes me, and I think it isn't of much use to him in hindsight, but I think it's very valuable. He said, I will be much more humble. I'll tell you, I think that's a key thing. I'll guarantee you if, I mean, I have no idea who this guy is, what he's like. I know him not at all. Mm-hmm. But I'll guarantee you when he was setting up Silk Road and he was operating Silk Road and he was making that money, you couldn't tell him anything. Nothing. You couldn't tell him his shoes untied. I'll guarantee it. Do you think I'm wrong? Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, and it's very sad. But I'll tell you, because of his contriteness after the fact, you know, pre-sentencing, I mean, I think that is how he needed to be. I don't think that was going to do him any good. I think it was just the right thing to be, is say, I'm just sorry. You know, probably the right thing for him to do was to say, I'm really sorry. And obviously, I'll just have to take whatever you deem appropriate, you know. But man, the guy's putting out contracts on five people. Yeah, I wonder how successful the federal prosecutors are going to be at going after that $183 million. I don't think they're going to be very, although Madoff, they got a lot of stuff from Madoff after the fact. Mm-hmm. Years after the fact, they were able to hunt stuff down and get it back. Maybe they'll do the same thing with this guy. I don't know.
Sure.
Quite a huge story. Yeah, and it's one of the really troubling things about the internet that it just tarnishes the internet as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between the Silk Road stuff and the pornography stuff, it just makes, but I suppose it's like real life, you know, there's parts of town in every town that red light district,
right,
like they used to say in the old days, and yes, the crime ridden areas and the Skid Row and, you know, the guys, I mean, you know, it's nothing new. It's just in a virtual world on the internet.
Hey, update, Dr. Dave, just heard from our pirate remote correspondent, Robert in California. Just wanted to chime in. He said that planet or that star that our signal is passing right now is Chara.
Is Charo?
Coochie coochie. Yes, Chara. And it's thought that there are some inhabitable planets in that solar system that may be hearing our signal right now from 26 years ago, one of your first broadcasts. So they're not going to be impressed at all.
They're saying, golly, DOS 2.11? Are you kidding? These Earthlings really suck. They don't have... they don't even have gingerbread. Some discussions about some new watch technology and Samsung's and Google's efforts in that regard.
Dave Mason, the computer whisperer. The computer whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.